السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، نبينا وإمامنا وحبيبنا وسيدنا وقرة عيننا محمد بن عبد الله، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على دربه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فمع الحديث 37.
We are with the hadith number 37.
عن حكيم بن حزام رضي الله عنه قال.
From Hakim ibn Hizam, may Allah be pleased with him, that he said.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
البيعان بالخيار ما لم يتفرقا.
The two salesmen, sales and buyer, the seller and the buyer are, they have the choice as long as they do not depart.
فإن صدق وبينا.
If they told the truth and clarified.
بورك لهما في بيعهما.
Then their sales contract will be blessed.
وإن كذبا وكتما.
And if they both lied and concealed.
محقت بركة بيعهما.
The blessing of their sales will be wiped out.
متفق عليه، أخرجه البخاري ومسلم.
Agreed upon, collected by Bukhari and Muslim.
حكيم بن حزام.
حكيم ابن حزام the narrator,
راوي الحديث.
The narrator of this hadith.
هو حكيم بن حزام بن خويلد الأسدي القرشي.
This is the lineage of حكيم.
عمته خديجة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها.
His paternal aunt is خديجة رضي الله عنها.
كان من أشراف قريش في الجاهلية والإسلام.
He was from the noble people of Quraysh in before Islam, pre-Islamic era, and then after Islam.
تأخر إسلامه إلى عام الفتح.
His Islam, his accepting Islam, delayed up until the year of the conquest of Mecca.
والمشهور أنه ولد في الكعبة.
And it is famous that he was born in the Kaaba.
عاش حكيم بن حزام 120 سنة.
He lived 120 years.
60 سنة في الجاهلية و 60 سنة في الإسلام.
60 years before Islam in جاهلية and 60 years in Islam.
روى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 40 حديثا.
He narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم 40 حديث.
وتوفي في المدينة سنة 54 من الهجرة.
And he died in Medina the year 54 هجرة.
أما هذا الحديث.
As for this hadith.
فهو أصل في المعاملات النافعة والمعاملات الضارة.
Then it is a foundation for the transactions that are beneficial and the transactions, financial transactions that are harmful.
النوع الأول هو البيع الذي فيه الصدق والبيان.
The first type of transaction is the one that is that includes truthfulness and clarification.
فهذه المعاملة يبارك الله فيها.
This dealing, Allah Azza wa Jal, this deal, Allah Azza wa Jal blesses it.
ويبارك لأهلها.
And he blesses for its people that conducted.
ويعطيهم من الثواب الشيء العظيم.
And he gives them of the reward a great thing.
والنوع الثاني.
The second type of a transaction.
الذي يكذب ويكتم العيوب.
The one who lies and he conceals the flaws or the deficiencies of the merchandise.
فهو آثم.
So he is sinful.
وينزع الله البركة من بيعه.
And Allah snatches away and takes away the blessing from this sales that is conducted.
فخسر الدنيا والآخرة.
So he loses this life and the next life.
وأما الأول ففاز في الدنيا والآخرة.
As for the first type of sales, then the people who do it, they win this life and the next life.
ومن هذا الحديث يستدل أهل العلم.
And from this hadith, the people of knowledge use it as evidence.
على تحريم التدليس والغش.
For the prohibition, they use it as a proof for the prohibition of misrepresentation and cheating.
والبخس في الموازين.
And to take away from the rightful amount or weight.
فإن هذا من الكذب والكتمان.
For this is part of lying and concealing.
وتحريم الخداع في المعاملات.
And they also use it as a proof for the prohibition of deception in financial transactions.
ويدخل فيه كذلك الكذب في مقدار الثمن والمبيع.
And included in this is lying regarding the amount, the price of the commodity and the thing that is sold.
ويدخل فيه البيع على البيع.
And included in this is to sell over the selling of your brother.
والضابط في هذا.
And the rule that regulates this issue.
أن تحب لأخيك ما تحب لنفسك.
That you love for your brother what you love for yourself.
وعكسه صحيح أن تكره لأخيك كل ما تكرهه لنفسك.
The opposite is true and that is you hate for your brother what you hate for yourself.
ويدخل في هذا جميع أنواع البيوع.
Included in this all types of sales that the people conduct, selling and buying.
والشركات.
The companies.
وكتابة الآجال والمواثيق وغير ذلك.
Partnership and writing down the time span and the agreements.
كلها يلزم منها الصدق والبيان.
All of these one must be truthful and one must clarify.
ويحرم الكذب والكتمان.
It is prohibited to lie and to hide and conceal.
وقوله البيعان بالخيار ما لم يتفرقا.
His statement here that the two people conducting the sale they have the choice as long as they do not depart from one another.
هذا يسميه أهل العلم خيار المجلس.
This the scholars they call this خيار المجلس, the choice of the session.
وهي فرصة لكل واحد من المتبايعين أن يغير رأيه.
This is a chance given to either side of the both sides of the transaction to change his opinion.
حتى لو استلم هذا المال وذاك البضاعة.
Even if this one received the money and the other party received the merchandise.
طالما أنهما في مكان البيع.
As long as they are still in the same place where the sale was conducted.
لكن إذا تفرقا.
But if they depart from each other, they left. This session,
فقد ثبت البيع.
Then the sale is confirmed.
ولا يمكن لأحدهما أن يفسخ البيع إلا برضا الآخر.
And it's not allowed for any one of them to cancel this contract except with the with the satisfaction or the acceptance of the other side.
إلا إذا وجد فيه عيبا أو نقص منه شرط.
Except if he found a flaw or a deficiency in the commodity, the merchandise, or was lacking something.
وإثبات خيار المجلس.
And affirming this choice of a session of the session.
رحمة من الله تبارك وتعالى.
This is a mercy from Allah تبارك وتعالى.
لأن كثيرا من الناس قد يندم بعد أن يقدم على البيع. أو يحذره أحد أو غير ذلك.
Because many people might regret يعني conducting this contract after finishing it and someone would warn him against it or the likes.
فجعل له الرب سبحانه وتعالى الفرصة.
So the Lord سبحانه وتعالى he has given him this chance.
إلى أن يتخذ القرار النهائي بتفرقهما من المجلس.
Up until he takes the last and final decision by both of them departing from one another, leaving away from one another.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
الحديث 38.
حديث 38.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال.
From Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that he said,
نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن بيع الحصات وعن بيع الغرر.
That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade the selling of al-hasah and the selling of al-gharar.
رواه مسلم.
This is narrated by Muslim.
المراد بالغرر المخاطرة والجهالة.
What is meant by al-gharar here is to take the risk and to get involved in something that is unknown.
وبيع الحصات.
As for the selling of the sale that is called
هو
الحصات.
هو أن يقول له ارمي الحصى. For him. حصى هي الصخرة الصغيرة.
The word حصى is the little pebble or rock.
ارميها أي شيء تقع عليه فهو عليك بكذا.
So he says to the other person. Throw this pebble or stone. If it falls on anything, then it is for you. I sell it to you with this price.
وهي الأشياء هذه أسعارها مختلفة.
And those different items now that he's throwing at, the prices of them are different prices.
فهي قمار.
So this is now it's just gambling.
وهذا يشبه بيع الملامسة والمنابذة كلها بهذه المسألة.
And this is similar to other types of contracts that are called ملامسة and منابذة.
لأن هذا كله من بيع القمار.
Because all of this now ملامسة is touching and منابذة is throwing.
منابذة أن أيضا نفس بيع الحصى هو أن يرمي شيء يقول أي شيء أرميه البائع يقول للمشتري أي شيء أرميه عليك فهو عليك بمئة دولار.
So منابذة is throwing similar to الحصى. The seller he throws the item on the buyer. And he says, when it falls on you, it is for you with this such and such price.
وأنت وحظك.
You and your luck. So again, it's gambling.
أرمي عليك شيئا قيمته ألف دولار بمئة. تأخذه بمئة.
I throw on you something. It's worth $1,000, but then you can take it for $100 if it falls on you.
أو أرمي عليك شيئا بمئة وأنت دفعت مئة.
And or I throw on you something that is worth $100. $100 and it is actually you paid $100.
وقد أرمي عليك شيئا قيمته دولار.
And I might throw on you something the price of it is just $1.
وأنت دفعت $100.
And you paid $100.
فهي مخاطرة.
So this is taking the risk now.
والملامسة كذلك.
The ملامسة the touching is the same.
أي شيء تلمسه فهو عليك $100 مثلا.
Anything you touch it's you pay for it $100 let's say.
كلها بيوع جهالة هذه.
All of these are types of sales conducted with unknown يعني things.
وفيها
involved.
مخاطرة ومقامرة.
Ignorance is involved. You don't know what you're getting, and there is also this factor of risk in there.
ومن ذلك بيع الشارد وهو الحيوان الهارب الضائع.
And part of that is the selling the animal that has been lost.
يعني لو جاك إنسان وقال أبيعك هذا الفرس بألف دولار في مشكلة.
So someone comes and says I sell you this horse for $1,000. Is there a problem in this?
لا مشكلة.
There is no problem.
قد تشتريه وقد لا تشتريه.
You might want to buy it or you might not buy it.
لكن يقول لك عندي فرس ضائع.
But he says to you I have a horse that got lost.
وأبيعك إياه $300.
I sell it to you for $300.
وقيمته الحقيقية 1000.
The real price of it is $1,000.
فأنت تدفع $300.
So you spend the $300.
وقد تجد الفرس.
And you might find the horse.
فتكون قد ربحت.
So you won now.
وقد لا تجد الفرس.
And you might not find the horse.
فتكون قد خسرت.
And then you lost.
فهو قمار.
So it is gambling.
هذا بيع الشاردي.
So this is the selling of the lost animal or the stray animal.
وكذلك شراء المغصوب.
Likewise buying what is stolen, robbed.
Stolen سرقة.
نعم.
لا هو المغصوب مأخوذ غصبا غير المسروق.
Forcibly taken.
مع قهر.
مغصوب is the item that is forcibly taken by force.
يعني الفرق بين المغصوب والمسروق.
The difference between مغصوب and مسروق.
المسروق لا يقول السارق أنا سرقت يخفيه.
The stolen, the thief, he doesn't say I stole it. He hides that.
الغاصب يأخذه بالقوة ويريك يقول هذا عندي ماذا تريد.
But الغاصب is the one who takes it by force and he says this is mine, I have it. What do you want?
فبيع المغصوب كذلك لا يجوز.
So selling the item that is taken by force is also not allowed.
لأنه يشتريه من غير مالكه.
Because he buys it from other than the rightful owner.
إلا إذا اشتراه من الغاصب.
Except if he bought it from the one who is the one who forcibly took it, who took it by force.
لأن المغصوب كالشارد كالضائع.
Because the item that is taken by force, it is like the item that is lost or stray animal.
ويدخل في هذا شراء الديون.
And included in this is the buying of debts.
مثلا أنا
for instance,
لي دين على الشيخ عبد المنعم وطالبه مثلا $5,000.
So for instance, he gave me a loan. I'm indebted to him for $5,000.
تشهدون لي بذلك؟
Do you witness to this? You testify to this? So I will, you know, request that from me.
فأنا لا أستطيع أن أخذ منه الدين.
So he says he cannot take the debt from me.
إما لامتناعه.
Either because I don't want to give it to him.
وإما لفقره.
Or because I'm poor.
فيأتيني أحد الناس.
So someone from the people comes to me.
فيقول خذ ألفا.
He says to me, take $1,000.
وأنا قد أحصل 5,000 فقد لا أحصلها.
And I may be able to collect 5,000 from him, from me, or maybe I won't collect it.
فهو داخل في مغامرة.
So he is entering into risk, taking a risk.
وقد يكون هو مثلا له طريقة يجبر عبد المنعم أن يدفع.
And maybe this third person has his own way of forcing me, عبد المنعم, to pay up.
فتصور لو أعطاه أخذت الألف.
So imagine if I took the 1,000.
ثم الذي اشترى مني الدين.
He took the 1,000. Then the one who bought this loan.
أعطاه عبد المنعم 5,000.
Then I give him the 5,000. Imagine this happens.
سيحزنني هذا.
I will be sad for this happening.
فالقصد أن هذه البيوع كلها بيوع محرمة لأنها لا تنبني على الصدق والأمانة أبدا.
So the point is that all of these types of sale contracts, all of them are prohibited because they do not include within them truthfulness and honesty and the likes.
ويدخل في هذا كل بيع مجهول فإنه محرم.
And included in this every unknown type of a sales contract, for it is prohibited.
كان يأتيك شخص يقول أبيعك أثاث بيتي.
So someone comes to you as he says, I sell you the furniture in my home.
دون أن ترى.
Without seeing the furniture.
وتتفقان على مبلغ معين.
And you agree on a specific price.
فهذا لا يجوز.
This is not allowed.
لأنك لا تدري ما أثاث بيته.
Because you do not know what kind of furniture he has.
وكم يسوى.
And how much the value of it is.
فقد تدفع أكثر من قيمته.
You may pay more than the value.
وقد تدفع أقل من قيمته.
And you may pay less than the real value.
أو أبيعك ما في دكاني.
Or someone says, I sell you what's in my store.
كل هذا من بيوع الجهالة وهي محرمة.
All of this from the sales that have unknowns in them, things that are hidden.
ونهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن بيع ما في بطون الأنعام.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbid selling what is in the bellies, the wombs of the animals, the cattle.
يعني يبيعه بقرة.
He sells him a cow, for instance.
مع الذي في بطنها.
With whatever that is in its stomach.
فهذا جائز.
This is allowed.
لأن هذا تبع.
Because this is a follow-up. What's in the stomach is just a follow-up of the selling the cow itself.
فيجوز بيع بقرة حامل.
So it is allowed to sell a pregnant cow.
لكن لا يجوز أن يبيعه الحمل وحده.
But it is not allowed to sell him the baby by itself in the stomach.
لأن هذا الحمل مجهول.
Because this baby is unknown.
هو قال له baby. نعم ما صار baby بعد.
What's in the stomach? What do we call it? The fetus, الجنين يعني.
أي نعم ما خرج الآن هو الآن ليس baby.
الشيخ says it didn't come out. Still not a baby yet.
فهو لا يعلم هل هو ذكر أو أنثى.
So he doesn't know whether this fetus
is a
male or a female, healthy or sick.
وهل حي أو ميت.
Alive or dead.
فالبيع لا يجوز لأنه مجهول.
So this selling is not allowed because it's unknown. What you're selling is unknown.
من الحكمة الابتعاد عن هذه المخاطرات.
It is wise to stay away from taking those risks and getting involved.
قطعاً سيكون أحدهما رابح والآخر خاسر.
Because definitely one of them will be winning and the other one will be losing.
ويحدث من العداوات والخصومات والبغضاء الله به عليم.
And there results because of that of enmity, disputes, and you know, hate and animosity. What Allah only knows what happens with that.
ولذلك يشترط في البيع.
This is why it is conditioned in the selling when you conduct a sales contract.
معرفة المبيع
is for you to know the commodity that is being sold.
ومعرفة الثمن.
The knowing also the price.
وأن يكون البائع والمشتري كلاهما عاقل بالغ راشد.
And that both the buyer and the seller, both of them are عاقل, sane, بالغ, reaching the age of puberty, عاقل بالغ and راشد.
يعني غير سفيه.
Someone who is wise knows how to deal. He's not like someone who is foolish or feeble-minded. He knows what he's doing.
فالقصد أن هذا يشترط في البيع حتى تصح بيوع الناس.
The objective then is that this is conditioned in the sales contracts so that the contracts between the people, those selling, will be valid.
ومعرفة الثمن هل هو معجل كله أو مؤجل كله أو بعضه knowing, معجل knowing وبعضه مؤجل لابد أن يعرف.
If it's all paid in cash or it's all delayed or some of it cash, some of it delayed, all of this must be made known.
فكل هذه الأشياء لرعاية مصالح الناس.
All of these things is for looking after the benefits, the interests of the people.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
الحديث 39.
حديث number 39.
عن عمرو بن عوف المزني.
From عمرو بن عوف المزني.
عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال.
From the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said.
الصلح جائز بين المسلمين.
Agreement is allowed between Muslims.
إلا صلحا حرم حلالا.
Except having an agreement contract that makes something halal haram.
أو أحل حراما.
Or makes something haram halal allowed.
والمسلمون على شروطهم.
The Muslims are upon their conditions. They live up to their conditions.
إلا شرطا حرم حلالا.
Except for a condition that prohibits something that is halal.
أو أحل حراما.
Or a condition that makes something prohibited allowable.
رواه الأربعة إلا النسائي.
The four has narrated this except النسائي.
من هم الأربعة؟
Who are the four?
أبو داود.
أبو داود.
الترمذي.
الترمذي.
والنسائي. وابن ماجه.
النسائي.
وإذا قال إلا النسائي.
So he said the four except.
رواه أبو داود والترمذي وابن ماجه.
So the four except Nasa'i. So who narrated it? Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, and Ibn Majah. Jazakallah khair.
أول الراوي الحديث.
First, the narrator of hadith of this hadith.
عمر بن عوف المزني رضي الله عنه.
عمر بن عوف المزني. May Allah be pleased with him.
أبو عبد الله.
His kunya nickname Abu Abdullah.
أسلم قديما.
He accepted Islam early, very early.
أينه. وهو أحد البكائين الذين ذكرهم الله في كتابه العزيز.
And he is one of those who cried a lot that Allah سبحانه وتعالى mentioned in his book.
في سورة التوبة.
In سورة التوبة.
تولوا وأعينهم تفيض من الدمع حزنا ألا يجدوا ما ينفقون.
They turned and their eyes were shedding tears out of sadness that they do not have money to spend.
روى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 62 حديثا.
He narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم 62 حديث.
وله منزل بالمدينة.
And he has a home in مدينة.
والمقصود بالمنزل دار الضيافة.
What is meant by the منزل here, the home, a place for taking guests in. وكان guest house.
وكان يعني معروفين بتضيف إضافة تضيف الناس.
And he was known for taking people in as guests.
مات في المدينة في آخر خلافة معاوية رضي الله عنه.
He died in Medina towards the end of the caliphate of معاوية رضي الله عنه.
في هذا الحديث النبوي.
In this hadith.
أن الأصل في الصلح أنه جائز لا بأس به.
Is that the principle regarding agreements between the people is that they are allowed.
بل هو أمر مطلوب.
Rather, it is a matter that is required.
إلا إذا حرم الحلال أو أحل الحرام.
Except when it makes haram allowable or the opposite, making haram allowable or halal prohibited.
وهذا كلام جامع من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this is these words of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They are very comprehensive and collective. They collect a lot of meanings.
جمع جميع أنواع الصلح.
It gathered together all kinds of agreements that the people have.
ثم استثنى الممنوع.
Then he made an exception for the prohibited one.
ولا شك أن الصلح خير.
There is no doubt that having people agree is better.
كما قال الله تبارك والصلح خير.
As the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that agreement for people to agree في كلمة أخرى للصلح يا أبو يونس reconciliation جزاك الله خيرا reconciliation يعني agreeing to reconcile is better.
وهو يحسم النزاع.
And this decides or finishes the issue of the quarrel or the dispute between the people.
ويبرئ الذمم.
And it will absolve all the parties from whatever يعني right obligations that they have.
ويدخل في هذا الصلح في الأموال.
Included in this is the reconciliation that happens between the people regarding wealth.
كأن يرضيه ببعض المال كما ذكرنا في قصة الربيع لما كسرت أسنانه أخذت المال صلح هذا صلح.
As making him satisfied, making the other party satisfied by taking some money, like the story of the ربيع that we mentioned, the one who broke the tooth. They took money as a compensation. This is صلح. This is an agreement to reconciliate.
ويكون الصلح في الإنكار أيضا.
And also it could be
إذا أحد أنكر قال ما أعطيتني وهذا يقول أعطيتك فيقيمان صلحا.
Okay, so if also they agree, the agreement here and reconciliation could be if one of the either parties denied something. So if he denied, then they agree on something to reconciliate, to reach a reconciliation.
الآن كم لي على الشيخ عبد المنعمنة؟
How many do I owe him?
5,000. ممتاز. الله يجزاكم خير.
5,000.
طيب لو طالبته الآن أنا بالخمسة آلاف.
So if he asked me for this 5,000.
وقال لي لا أذكر أني أخذت خمس. أنا أخذت 2,000.
And I say to him, I don't remember.
هو صادق.
5,000. I took only 2.
لم نكتب ولم نشهد.
So now I'm telling the truth now because also we did not write. And we did not have any witnesses.
فهو يقول 2,000 وأنا أقول 5.
So I say 2,000, he says 5.
واختلفنا.
And we differed.
فيأتينا الشيخ أبو عبد الرحمن مثلا.
So شيخ أبو عبد الرحمن for instance he comes.
فيقول نعمل بينكم صلحا.
So he said we reconciliate between the two parties.
فيقول تأخذ 3,000.
Bring an agreement. So he says you take 3,000.
فأنت تتنازل عن 2,000. وأنت تظن أنها خمسة.
So you give up يعني 2,000 while you believe it's you should be taking 5.
وأنت تتنازل عن 1,000 وتدفع 3.
And the other one he gives up 1,000 and he pays 3.
فإذا رضيت ورضي.
If I accept and he accepts.
فهذا صلح.
This is now an agreement of reconciliation here.
ووقع مثل هذا. لعثمان بن عفان وسعد بن أبي وقاص.
And this, the likeness of this happened to عثمان and سعد بن أبي وقاص.
سعد بن أبي وقاص اقترض من عثمان مالا.
سعد بن أبي وقاص he took a loan from عثمان.
ثم بعد مدة.
After a while.
جاء سعد إلى عثمان وأعطاه 4,000.
سعد came to عثمان and he gave him 4,000.
فقال له عثمان ما هذا؟
عثمان said what is this؟
قال هذا الدين الذي أقرضتني.
He said this is the loan, the debt that you gave me, that you loaned me.
فقال عثمان أنا أقرضتك 7,000.
عثمان said I actually gave you a loan of 7,000.
فقال سعد الذي أذكره 4,000.
So سعد said what I remember is that it was 4,000.
وهذه مشكلة الذي لا يكتب ولا يشهد.
And this is the problem of the one who doesn't write down and he doesn't have witnesses.
وإذا قال الله تبارك وتعالى
This is why Allah تبارك وتعالى said
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه
O you who believe, if you give each other loan or indebted, يعني a debt for each other, then write it down. Up to an appointed time span, then write it down.
المهم ذهب عثمان وسعد إلى عمر.
عثمان and سعد both they went to عمر.
لأنه الخليفة.
Because he's the خليفة, the caliph.
وذكر له المشكلة.
And they mentioned to him the problem.
فقال لسعد كم اقترض؟
So he said to Sa'd, how much did you take as
قال,
a loan?
قال 4000.
He said 4000.
قال لعثمان كم أقرضته?
He said to Uthman, how much did you give him as a loan?
قال 7000.
He said 7.
وكلاهما صادق.
Both of them are telling the truth.
هذا الذي يذكره.
This is what they remember actually.
فعندها قال سعد لعثمان.
So at that time Sa'd said to Uthman.
أو قال لعمر عفوا.
He said to عمر, sorry.
يقسم عثمان أنها 7000 وأنا أعطي.
So Sa'd said عثمان makes an oath that they are 7000 and I'll give him that.
فقال عمر لعثمان أنصفك.
So عمر said to عثمان he was fair and just with you.
فقال عثمان.
So عثمان said
لا أقسم لأجل مال.
I do not make an oath for the sake of money.
يعطيني 4 وقد سامحته.
He gives me 4 and I pardoned him.
هذا صلح.
This is an agreement of reconciliation.
فالقصد أن الصلح يكون بين من يقر بالدين وبين من ينكر أيضا الدين.
So the reconciliation will be then between, that's the intention here to mention, that the reconciliation could be between the ones who deny the debt or يعني affirm the debt.
ويكون الصلح كذلك في الأشياء المجهولة.
And also reconciliation could be regarding matters that are unknown.
كان تكون معاملة قديمة بين شخصين.
Like a very old transaction between two people.
وكلاهما لا يذكر.
And both of them don't remember.
كم المبلغ.
How much the money, the amount was.
وما هي البضاعة.
And what is the merchandise.
لكن يذكران أصل المسألة.
But they remember the origin and the origin of the issue, the story.
فيقيم صلحا.
So they strike between them. They do an agreement of reconciliation.
فيقول أحدهم الآخر مثلا.
So one of them says to the other, for instance.
خذ 1000 دولار.
Take $1,000.
وحللني.
And absolve me.
وأحللك.
And I absolve you also.
هذا صلح.
This is a reconciliation agreement.
وهذا كله من باب يعني تيسير هذه الشريعة.
All of this is from the aspect of the easiness that is found in the Islamic legislation.
وقد يكون أيضا الصلح في ميراث أو وقف.
The reconciliation agreement could be regarding inheritance or an endowment, وقف.
أو الوصية.
Or a will.
أو الديون.
Or debts.
أو أي شيء.
Or anything.
المهم أنهما يتصالحان.
The point is that both of them agree to reconciliate.
ويحلل كل منهما الآخر.
And each one of them absolves the other side. يعني give up and pardon.
ويدخل them. في ذلك أيضا المصالحة بين الزوجين.
And included in this is the reconciliation agreements happening between the two spouses, the husband and wife.
في النفقة والكسوة.
Regarding the spending and the clothing.
ولو تنازل أحدهما عن بعض حقه.
If one of them gives up his right.
لأجل أن تبقى الزوجية مثلا.
So that the marriage contract will continue.
فمثلا.
For instance.
لو أن إنسانا اتفق مع زوجته أنه يعطيها في كل شهر 100 دولار.
If someone agreed with his wife that every month he will give her $100.
وهذا شرط في العقد.
And this is a condition in the marriage agreement.
هذا حقها.
This is her right.
فجاءها يوما قال أنا لا أستطيع.
So he came to her one day. He says I cannot do it.
إما أن تتنازلي عن هذا الشرط.
Either you will give up this condition.
أو ننهي هذه العلاقة.
Or we end up this relationship.
أنا لا أستطيع.
I cannot do that.
فيتصالحان so إما على إسقاطه.
They agree either on dropping this condition.
أو تقول له اجعلها 50.
Or she says to him make it 50.
المهم أن يكون صلح بينهما ينهي هذا الإشكال.
The important thing is that there will be an agreement of reconciliation between them that will end this problem that happened.
كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى.
As Allah تبارك وتعالى said.
فلا جناح عليهما أن يصلح بينهما صلحا.
There is no harm or sin upon them if they agree between them to reconciliate on reconciliation agreement.
والمشهور أن أم المؤمنين سودة بنت زمعة.
And what is well known or famous is that the mother of the believers, سودة بنت زمعة.
ظنت أو شعرت أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يريد أن يطلقها.
She thought or she felt that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم wants to divorce her.
فجاءت إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So she came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وقالت يا رسول الله.
And she said, O Messenger of Allah.
أنا أتنازل بليلتي لعائشة.
I will give up my night for عائشة.
وأريد أن أكون زوجة لك في الدنيا والجنة.
And I want to stay your wife in this life and in the next life.
فهذا صلح.
So this is an agreement of reconciliation or reconciliation agreement.
وكذلك يكون الصلح في القصاص.
Likewise, agreements or reconciliation can be in القصاص, the law of equal justice.
نعم كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى وكتبنا عليهم فيها أن النفس بالنفس.
As Allah عز وجل said in the book and we prescribed for them in it that a soul for a soul.
فالقتل قتل العمد.
So the killing that is done deliberately on purpose.
يقتل القاتل.
The killer is to be killed in the Islamic law.
فلو جاء أهل القاتل so أو القاتل.
So if the family of the killer came,
أو the killer نفسه,
or the killer himself,
إلى أهل المقتول,
the killer or the family of the killer came to the family of the one who was killed,
وقالوا سامحوه,
and they say, forgive him,
ونعطيكم ما تشاءون,
and we give you whatever you want,
هذا صلح.
This is a reconciliation agreement.
إذا قبلوا بذلك.
If they accepted that.
وكذلك في الأطراف كما قلنا في ثنية الجارية التي ضربتها الرمية.
Likewise regarding the body parts if they are damaged like the tooth that we mentioned about the story
يعني
of الرمية.
قطع الأذن كسر الأنف كل هذه الأشياء.
Cutting the ear breaking the nose all of these there could be a reconciliation.
أو ما يقوم به الحاكم من الصلح بين الناس.
Or what the ruler does of reconciliation agreements between the people.
ولكن بشرط what? أن الصلح لا يحل حراما ولا يحرم حلالا.
But the condition is that this reconciliation agreement does not prohibit something allowed and does not allow something that is prohibited.
ولا يكون الصلح إجبارا.
And this also agreement cannot be by force to reconciliate.
ولا يكون فيه ظلم.
And no oppression is involved in it.
بعض الناس يقول لن أعطيك حقه حتى تتنازل.
Some people say, I will not give you your right until you give up.
هذا ليس بصلح.
This is not a reconciliation agreement.
هذا ظلم.
This is an oppression.
وهذا كالمكره.
And this is like the one who is forced actually.
والله سبحانه
وتعالى. The one who agrees.
والله جل وعلا يقول فأصلحوا بينهما بالعدل.
And Allah عز وجل says, make a reconciliation agreement between them in justice or in fairness. With fairness.
وكذلك المرأة إذا عضلها زوجها لم يعطيها حقها.
Like the also the wife, if her husband did what is called عضل, he doesn't give her rights.
ويؤذيها.
And he actually harms her and bothers her.
ثم يقول صالحيني.
Then he says to her, make a reconciliation agreement with me.
هذا ليس صلح لأنه قصر في حقي وأجبرها على ذلك.
This is not a reconciliation agreement because he fell short regarding giving her right and now he's forcing her to agree to reconciliate with him.
فقد يكون الرجل مثلا لا يريد زوجته.
So for instance the husband might not want his wife.
ويريد أن يطلقها.
And he wants to divorce her.
فيقول لماذا أطلق.
He says why should I divorce her.
لماذا لا تطلب الخلع هي.
Why shouldn't she ask for خلع from
حتى تدفع لي المهر الذي دفعته.
So that she will pay for me the dowry that I gave her. لو تشرحون الخلع يا شيخ حتى يفهم.
الخلع الطلاق ان الرجل لا يريد زوجته يقول لها انت طالق.
So the divorce, the man says to his wife, you are divorced. That's how it's done.
لكن اذا المرأة هي التي لا تريد زوجها.
But if the woman is the one who does not want her husband.
لا تستطيع ان تقول له انت طالق.
She cannot say to him, you are divorced.
عندكم يصير؟
Could it happen here? كثيرون يعتقدون هذا يا شيخ.
لا ما تستطيع.
بعد أن يصلوا للإمام يعرفون غير هذا. Many people, that's what they think, that the wife can do it. But when they reach the imam, they know it cannot happen.
لكن لها أن تفتدي.
But she can ransom herself. She cannot issue a divorce, but she can ransom herself.
ترد إليه مهره.
So she gives him back his dowry, for instance.
ويطلق سراحها.
And he releases her.
وقد ثبت هذا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this is established from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لما جاءته حبيبة بنت عبد الله بن أبي بن سلول.
When she حبيبة بنت عبد الله بن أبي بن سلول came to him.
طبعا هي صحابية أبوها رأس المنافقين هذا موضوع.
She's
ثاني.
A companion رضي الله عنها. Her father is the chief head of the hypocrites. That's another story. But she was a believer.
زوجها.
Her husband.
ثابت بن قيس بن شماس.
ثابت بن قيس بن شماس.
وهو صحابي مبشر بالجنة.
He is a companion who is given the good news of paradise, of entering paradise.
لكن كانت لا تحبه.
But she was not to love him.
فأتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
She came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وقالت له.
She said to him.
إني أكره الكفر في الإسلام.
He hate disbelief. In Islam, to commit disbelief that is in Islam.
هي لا تريد الكفر إنما تريد الكفر العشير يعني لا تحسن لزوجها.
She means by disbelief here being ungrateful or not thankful to her husband.
كفر النعمة.
The rejecting or denying the favor. That's what she means here by disbelief.
وقالت ثابت لا أعيب عليه خلقا ولا دينا.
She said that Thabit, her husband, she does not criticize or يعني say anything bad about him in his character or his religion.
ولكني لا أحبه.
But I do not love him.
فقال لها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ماذا أمهرك؟
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to her, what did he give you as dowry, مهر؟
قالت حديقة.
She said a garden.
قال تردين الحديقة؟
He said you give him back his garden.
قالت نعم.
She said yes.
أردي حديقته.
He said, give him back his garden.
ثم نادى ثابتا.
Then he called Thabit.
قال فارقها.
He said, depart, divorce her.
فهذا الصلح يقال له الخلع.
This type of agreement here is called reconciliation agreement. He told her to leave her alone. يعني.
فلو كان العكس.
This is called خلع. Once again, this is called خلع. She gave him back his. So if it was the opposite.
والرجل هو الذي لا يريد زوجته أو يكرهها.
Now the husband is the one who doesn't want his wife and he hates her.
فإن الله قد جعل له مجالا وهو الطلاق.
الله عز وجل gave him a way out and that is to issue a divorce her.
يريد المال ما يريد أن يخسر شيئا.
But he doesn't. He wants the money. He doesn't want to lose anything.
فيؤذيها في المعاملة.
So he harms her in terms of dealing. He deals with her badly. So that she will ask him. She will be the one asking for. خلع to ransom herself from him.
ويدعي أن هذا صلح.
And he claims now that this is a reconciliation agreement.
وهذا ليس بصلح.
This is not a reconciliation agreement.
لأنه حرم حلالا.
Because he prohibited, he made something prohibited that is allowed.
وهذا الحديث أيضا بين فيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن المسلمين على شروطهم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم clarified in this hadith that the Muslims they are upon their conditions, they live up to their conditions.
فمن التزم بشرط عليه أن يستمر عليه.
So the one who abides by a condition, he has to live up to what he abided to.
إلا شرطا أحل حراما أو حرم حلالا.
Except for a condition that prohibits what is allowed or allows what is prohibited.
فقد يضع الإنسان بعض الشروط عند البيع والشراء وهذا من حقه.
Someone might set or stipulate conditions at buying or when buying or selling, and this is from his right to do that.
خاصة إذا وافقه الطرف الثاني.
Especially if the other party agreed with him.
مثل لو اشترط في المبيع مثلا.
Like if he puts a condition while doing a sales contract.
يعني مثلا اشترى مثلا سيارة.
He buys a car, for instance.
وقال إن هذه السيارة سريعة.
And he says that this car is fast.
ثم بعد البيع ظهر أنها ليست سريعة.
After buying it, it appeared this car is not fast.
فهنا أخلى صاحبه بالشرط.
So the seller now, his companion, his friend here, he did not live up to the condition. He did not fulfill the condition.
وكذلك لو اشترى بقرة واشترط أن يكون لبنها كثيرا.
Likewise, if he buys a cow and he made a condition that her milk will be a lot of milk, she will produce a lot of milk.
ثم لما اشتراه وجد أن اللبن قليل جدا الذي فيه.
Then after buying it, he found that the milk in it is very little that she produces.
أو اشترى طائرا يصيد به الطيور وغير ذلك كالصقر مثلا.
He bought a bird, a vulture or a falcon, falcon, to catch, يعني use it to catch, to hunt.
ثم لما اشتراه تبين أنه لا يحسن الصيد.
Then after buying it, it appeared that this falcon does not know how to catch, يعني hunt.
وكذلك لو اشترط مثلا في البيع أن يقول له مثلا أعطيك بعض الثمن وبعضه بعد سنة مثلا.
Also,
هذا شرط جائز.
If he set a condition in the sales contract that I give you some of the money now and the rest of the money after some time, one year, this is allowed.
أو يبيعه بيته ويقول له على أن أبقى فيه 3 أشهر. ثم أخرج.
Or he sells him his house. He says with the condition that I stay in it first for 3 months, then I leave after that.
كل هذا لا بأس به.
All of this, there is no harm in these conditions.
واشترى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من جابر بن عبد الله جمله.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he bought from جابر بن عبد الله his camel.
وكانوا في سفر.
And they were on a journey.
فقال جابر على أن أركبه إلى أن نصل إلى المدينة.
جابر made a condition that I will ride this camel until we reach مدينة.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم agreed.
فهذا شرط من جابر قبله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is a condition from جابر that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم accepted.
لكن لما وصلوا إلى المدينة.
But when they arrived to المدينة.
أعطاه النبي المال.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave him the money عليه الصلاة والسلام.
وأعطاه الجمل.
And he gave him the camel too.
وهذا من كرمه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this is from him being generous عليه الصلاة والسلام.
وكذلك الشروط اللي تكون في الرهن.
Likewise, the conditions that are part of the mortgage contract.
والضمان والكفالة كل هذه الشروط.
And guarantee and the كفالة.
وكذلك الشروط اشترط في البيع والشركات كل أي شروط
طالما
لا تحرم حلالا ولا تحل حراما فهي جائزة.
All kinds of conditions as long as they do not prohibit what is allowed, they do not allow what is prohibited, then they are okay.
أيضا الشروط تكون بين الزوجين.
Also conditions may be between the two spouses, the husband and wife.
وقد قال عنها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said about them.
إن أحقه ما وفيتم فيه من الشروط.
Conditions that have the most right or the most deserving to be fulfilled.
ما استحللتم فيه الفروج.
The conditions that you through which you made private parts يعني allowable. That the woman allowable to you.
كانت تشترط المرأة على زوجها مثلا أن يعطيها في كل شهر مثلا $100.
Like the woman, for instance, making a condition on her husband that he gives her monthly $100.
أو تشترط عليه أن يأخذها إلى الحج.
Or she makes a condition for him that he will take her to pilgrimage.
أو تشترط عليه أن يأخذها إلى العمرة كل 3 سنوات.
Or she makes a condition on him that he will take her to عمرة every 3 years.
أو أن تشترط أن تبقى يعني في بلدها ما يأخذها إلى بلده مثلا أو إلى بلد آخر.
Or that she makes a condition on him that she stays in her homeland in her city, not he will take her to another country.
كل هذه الشروط مقبولة.
All of these conditions are acceptable.
طالما أنه وافق.
As long as the husband agrees to them.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
الحديث 40.
حديث number 40.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال.
From أبي هريرة, may Allah be pleased with him, that he said.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
مطل الغني ظلم أي تأخير إعطائه المال.
The delay or the procrastination of the one who is wealthy for him to delay repayment of the debt is oppression.
وإذا أتبع أحدكم على مليء فليتبع.
If one of you was referred to someone who is wealthy to pay on behalf of him, then on behalf of the one indebted, then let him be referred, let him go to him.
متفق عليه أخرجه البخاري ومسلم.
This is agreed upon, collected by Bukhari and Muslim.
وهذه ميزة المترجم إذا كان يعني عنده علم شرعي.
This is this is the quality of the translator if he knows the legal meaning of what he's translating.
لأن بعض الأشياء لا تترجم حرفيا لابد أن تترجم علميا.
Because some of the things they cannot be translated literally, they have to be translated in a knowledge based way.
فقط حتى نسعده لأن أخذنا منه 5,000.
Just trying to make me happy because he took 5,000 already.
طيب راوي الحديث هو أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه.
The narrator of the hadith is Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him.
وفي الحديث الأمر بحسن الوفاء.
And in this hadith, the command to be good in repayment.
ومعنى مطل الغني ظلم.
And the meaning here of the delay of repayment of the one who is wealthy, who has the money, is oppression.
يحتمل أمرين.
It could mean two things, two matters.
إما أن يكون الغني هو الذي اقترض.
Either the one who's the wealthy here is the one who took the loan.
يعني مثلا أنا اقترضت من أخي عبد المنعم مثلا 5,000.
For instance, he took from me a loan of 5,000.
وأنا الآن عندي أموال كثيرة.
And now I have, he has money, he has a lot of money.
ولا أعطيه ماله.
And yet I don't give him back his money.
فهذا معنى مطل الغني ظلم. يعني تأخير الغني أن يدفع المال ظلم.
So for the meaning, this is the first meaning that the one who has the money, who is wealthy, and he can pay, yet he is delaying the payment, the repayment. This is an act of oppression.
يقول أنت غني لماذا لا ترد له ماله؟
So you are wealthy, you can do it. Why are you not repaying him his money?
والمعنى الثاني
the second meaning
أن يكون هو الغني
that the one who is يعني
عبد المنعم
that myself I am the one who is wealthy
وأنا أخذت منه 5,000
and he took from me a loan of 5,000
وأستطيع أن أردها
and he can repay me back
لكني لا أردها
but I do not return it
وإذا قيل لي لماذا لا تردها
if I say to him if it is said to him why are you not giving him back his money
أقول عنده مئات الآلاف هو لا يحتاج إليها
I say he has then he will say oh he has thousands of dollars he doesn't need me to repay him
فهذا مطل الغني أي أن الفقير هو الذي يمطل الغني لا يرد إليه حقه.
So again now the delay here is on the part who's on the part of the supposedly the poor now he doesn't want to repay the rich his rightful money claiming that oh he has so much money I'm not giving him back.
وهذا يجعل كثيرا من الأغنياء يمتنعون من المساعدة.
And this actually makes a lot of wealthy people refrain from helping people.
لأنه يرى أن هؤلاء لا يردون إليهم أموالهم التي اقترضوها.
Because those they will see the wealthy they will see that those people they don't return back the money that they took.
وإذا قلنا مطل الغني ظلم أن الغني هو المقترض.
الصورة هذه موجودة كثيرا هنا
والله صحيح الله المستعان
I was telling the sheikh that this form يعني of a deal is a lot here يعني that's why يقولون الغني يقول يعطي يقول نعطيه صدقة ما أعطيه أنا ما أسلف
لأنه لا يرد
لأنها لن ترجع يقول لن ترجع many people who have money they say if I give you something I will give you as a صدقة I will not give you as a loan because I know it will never come back to me I witnessed a lot of things like that unfortunately I'm sure you're smiling the same thing happened to many of you
إذا منطوق الحديث أن الغني لا يجوز له أن يمتنع عن دفع الأموال للناس
so the direct wording of the hadith it says that the one who has the money, the wealthy one, he should not be delaying the repayment, the rights of the people.
ومفهومه
and we understand from it
أن المعسر لا إثم عليه.
We understand from it by way of indication now that the one who actually is not wealthy, he doesn't have the money, he's in financial trouble, then there is no sin against him because he doesn't have it.
أما من يغتصب أموال الناس
as for the one who forcibly يعني takes the money of the people
أو يسرقها أو يجحدها
or steals them or takes them and denies them
فهؤلاء
so those
يلزمهم أن يردوا للناس حقوقهم
it is a must upon them that they have to return back to the people their rights
ولو خسروا ما خسروا
even if they lose whatever they lose
يعني عندما مثلا يسرقوا أرضا
for instance someone steals a piece of land
ويبني عليها بيتا
and he builds a house on it
ثم إذا قيل له أرجع الأرض إلى صاحبها
then when he is told give back the piece of land to the rightful owner
فيقول أنا الآن بنيت بيتا
he says I built a house on it now
يهدم البيت
the house is to be destroyed يعني demolished
ولذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
this is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
ليس لعرق ظالم حق
There is no there is no right for the efforts or the labor, the sweat of an oppressor. There is no right for him, even if he labored hard and sweat for it, because this is part of oppressing the people.
وفي الجملة الأخرى يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن أحيل إلى مليء فليحتل يعني إذا كان الآن نحن ثلاثة.
In the other statement here, the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم he says, if you are referred to someone who has the money to pay, then you should go to him.
اسمك؟
رشيد.
نعم. الآن أنا ورشيد والشيخ عبد المنعم الآن.
So
ثلاثة.
We are three. رشيد, myself, and the Sheikh.
رشيد, أنا أطلبه. $1,000.
So the Sheikh wants, يعني his right is $1,000 from Rashid.
وشيخ عبد المنعم يريد مني 500 دينار دولار.
And I want from him. يعني he owes me. يعني I want $500 from the Sheikh.
دين.
He owes me. دين. He owes me a debt for 500.
فيقول لي أعطني الخمسمائة.
So I say to him, give me my $500.
أنا أقول خذها من رشيد.
So he tells me, go to Rashid and take it from him.
فهذه هي الحوالة.
This is what is called حوالة, referral. Referral.
من أحيل إلى مليء. يعني إلى غني.
I was referred by him to someone who is مليء. مليء literally means filled, but it means he has something to pay. He has money.
لكن لو كان رشيد فقيرا.
But if Rashid was poor,
فماذا يستفيد عبد المنعم؟
What do I benefit if I was referred to him? He's the opposite of filled is empty.
لا تصح الحوالة. لا تصح.
So this referral that he did is not valid then.
فلا بد أن أحيله على مليء باذل. He يعني must عنده ويعطيه.
He must refer me to someone who's who has the money, who's يعني his pockets are filled, and he is willing to offer. He is willing to pay.
لكن لو أرسلته إلى رشيد ورشيد قال أنا لا ما عندي شيء.
But if he sends me to Rashid and Rashid says I don't have anything. To
أو أن رشيد عنده لك قال لا أريد أن أعطيه.
Or Rashid actually does have the money, but he says you know what I'm not gonna give you.
فهنا يرجع إلي.
So then in this case I come back to the Sheikh.
لكن إذا كان رشيد عنده
But
ويعطيه
if Rashid has the money and he's willing to give it
يجب عليه أن يقبل
It is a must upon me to accept this referral from the Sheikh
لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
Because of the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
ومن أحيل إلى مليء فليحتل أو فليتحول
Then the one who is referred to someone who is wealthy who has the money to pay then let him accept the referral
وهذا من المسامحة في المعاملة.
And this is from the nice the nice way of dealing, you know, making financial deals.
ولذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The liberality and the courtesy in dealings.
نعم. وإذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
رحم الله رجلا.
May Allah have mercy on a person and on a man who is kind and nice when he is when he sells, and when he buys, and when he asks for his money back. This is narrated by Bukhari in his Sahih. The opposite of that, the one who is difficult and not easy.
ويزعج الناس بهذا لا يرضى أن يتحول.
He bothers the people with in this dealing. He doesn't, for instance, accept to be referred. I don't want to be referred to so and so.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
ونقف هنا.
Yeah, we stop here, inshallah.
صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا.
جزاكم الله خيرا يا شيخ. كنا نأخذ بعض الأسئلة. نعم.
تفضل.
قل ذكرت أن السيئات لا تتضاعف فكيف يكون في الأشهر الحرم هل تتضاعف أم يكون كغيره من الشهور. You mentioned that the evil deeds are not multiplied, so how would it be in the inviolable sacred months? Are the sins multiplied or it will be like the other months?
السيئة لا تتضاعف بالعدد.
The evil deed is not multiplied in terms of a number.
واحدة بواحدة.
One is for one. One evil deed is just one.
لكن تتضاعف بالكيف.
But it will be multiplied in terms of the how.
كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى.
As Allah تبارك وتعالى said.
عن الحرم.
From about the haram.
ومن يرد فيه بإلحاد بظلم نذقه من عذاب شديد.
The one who intends to commit by deviation, by committing oppression in it, then we will make him taste, we shall make him taste a painful torment. So the multiplication here is in the how, not in the number. ما هو حكم الذين يقولون بأنهم عرب وهم في الأصل ليس كذلك؟
لا لا لا
هو طويل السؤال
بعد
من مصر يعني يقول فراعنة إلى الغرب بربر وفي الغرب والجزائر أظن يقصد لا يزالون يتكلمون بغير العربية وكلبنان يعني الروم يقول أيضا حتى صفاتهم تشبه الأجانب شعر أصفر عيون زرقاء فهل يكفرون فهل هم كافرون. الجواب بصراحة التاريخ يشهد بأن العرب هم أهل اليمن والعراق وشبه الجزيرة العربية ما عدا ذلك فهم يدعون فهل هم كافرون المسلمين منهم ليس كل العرب مسلمين. يقول what is the ruling about those who say that they are Arabs when they are not like that. The Egypt, they are originally pharaohs, he's saying. The ones in the Western Arabs countries, they are actually Berber or barbarian. The root, the lineage, not the lineage, not the not the word, the meaning. Also in Maghreb, Morocco, Algeria, they are still talking in other than the Arabic language. Lebanese, they're like the Romans. They even look like them, blue eyes and yellow, blonde hair. Are they disbelievers? I want the answer frankly, because history testifies that the Arabs are the people of Yemen, Iraq, and the Arabian Peninsula. And other than that, they only claim. So are they disbelievers? Those Muslims amongst them, are they disbelievers? Because not all Arabs are Muslims.
أولا الكفر هنا ليس الكفر المخرج من الملة.
First of all, the disbelief here in terms of denying the lineage is not the disbelief that takes one outside of Islam.
وإنما هذا مثل الطعن في الأنساب والنياحة
this is like
وغيرها من أعمال الكفار ولا يكون كافرا الإنسان بهذا
defaming the lineages of the people and the wailing for instance that's called kufr but it does not mean outside of Islam it's just يعني mentioning that it is a bad sin evil sin
وليس فيه أيضا أنه من قال أنا عربي وليس بعربي فإنه كافر ليس
and there isn't in the hadith that the one who said I am Arab and he is not Arab then he is a kafir meaning a disbeliever there isn't a hadith like this
وإنما الحديث فيه من انتسب إلى غير أبيه أو انتسب إلى غير قومه.
Rather the hadith says the one who attributes himself in lineage to other than his father, parent, to other his than his tribe, then he has disbelieved.
أما العروبة وغير العروبة.
Being Arab or non-Arab, Arabism or non-Arabism.
فهناك أولا من اشتهر بالانتساب إليهم بالولاء.
First of all, there are those who are famous for being attributed to the Arab by what is called al-wala.
مثل تسمع أو تقرأون في الكتب كثيرا.
Like you read in the books a lot.
الجعفي ولاء.
الجعفي.
مثل البخاري.
ولاء. Like البخاري.
الجعفي هو ليس جعفيا.
He is not جعفي.
قبيلة عربية.
جعفي is an Arabic tribe, but he is referred to them. But he's not actually from them, but it is by what is called al-wala. Inshallah, the Sheikh will explain al-wala.
يعني هذا كان العبيد.
So the slaves.
بعد الجهاد وكذا.
After like the wars and the likes of that.
فينتسبون إلى مواليهم. من يملكونهم.
The slaves they will be attributed to their owners.
وهذا مأذون فيه شرعا.
This is what is called al-wala. This is allowed Islamically speaking.
وقضية العروبة
the issue of being Arab or Arabism
ليس فيها فضل بحيث أن الإنسان ينتسب إلى العرب فيكون له فضل في هذا
there isn't like an excellence in a way that if one attributes himself to the Arabs then he becomes better
إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم
the most noble amongst you are the most pious with Allah
ولكن المسألة هذه مسألة تاريخية
this issue is a historical matter
وإذا يعني أردنا أن ننظر في تفاصيل هذا الأمر
if we want to look into the details of this affair
فأهل السير والتراجم
the people who wrote biographies and the lifetimes of people
يقسمون العرب إلى ثلاثة أقسام
they categorize the Arabs to three categories
يكون عرب بائدة
عرب بائدة Arabs who perished
وعرب باقية
Arabs who remained
وعرب مستعربة
and Arab who became Arabized
ويقولون عن العرب البائدة الذين هم قوم هود وقوم صالح
they say
وقوم
about
شعيب
the Arabs that perished the people of هود صالح and شعيب
الذين أهلكهم الله
those whom Allah destroyed
هذه يسمونها عرب بائدة.
Those are the Arabs that have been destroyed or perished.
ولا يوجد لهم ذرية الآن.
They have no descendants now. No children. No progeny.
قالوا عرب باقية.
They said Arabs that remained.
وهم جرهم وجديس وغيرهم.
These tribes that the Sheikh mentioned.
وهم الذين تزوج منهم إسماعيل عليه الصلاة والسلام.
These are the ones whom إسماعيل got married to a woman from them.
من جرهم.
From جرهم.
فيقول هؤلاء من العرب الباقية.
So those are the Arabs that remained.
وهم العرب الذين ليسوا من ذرية إسماعيل.
They are the Arabs who are not from the progeny. They are not from the descendants of Ismail himself.
والعرب المستعربة هم ذرية إسماعيل عليه السلام.
As for the Arabs who are described as Arabized became Arab, they are the children of Ismail.
قال لأن إسماعيل هو ابن إبراهيم عليه السلام.
They said because إسماعيل is the son of Ibrahim عليه السلام.
وإبراهيم قالوا ليس بعربي. إبراهيم. آشوري.
They said he is not Arab. He is Ashuri.
فقالوا ذرية إسماعيل وقال لهم عرب مستعربة.
So the children, the descendants of إسماعيل, they are called Arab who became Arab, Arabized.
أي لم يكونوا أصلا من العرب وإنما تعربوا.
In origin they are not Arabs, but then they became as such. They became Arabs.
ومنهم الرسول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And amongst them, from the messengers, is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وجل القبائل العربية الموجودة الآن.
And most of the Arab tribes that exist now, they are from those.
وهناك من يقول إن إبراهيم أصوله عربية.
And there are those who say that Ibrahim, his roots are Arab.
وبغض النظر عن هذا.
Disregarding this issue.
الناس كلهم أبناء نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام.
The people, all of them, are the children of نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام.
لأن نوح يقال له آدم الثاني.
Because نوح is titled the second Adam.
لأن الله تبارك وتعالى يقول وجعلنا ذريته هم الباقين.
Because Allah سبحانه وتعالى says we made his descendants, his progeny, to be the ones who remain. Stay.
فقضية الانتساب للعرب أو عدم انتساب للعرب هذا فيها كلام كثير.
So being attributed by lineage to the Arab or not, this a lot of talk.
بس أهم شيء لا ينتسب إلى رجل يعرف أنه ليس أباً له.
The most important thing is that you do not attribute yourself in lineage to a man whom you are not really attributed.
ولا ينتسب.
Real.
ولا ينتسب إلى عائلة يعلم أنه ليس ولدا له.
You don't attribute yourself to a family knowing that you don't belong in their children.
ولا ينتسب إلى قبيلة يعرف أنه ليس منهم.
You do not attribute yourself to a tribe knowing that you are not from that tribe.
هذا هو المنهي عنه.
This is what is prohibited.
وما قضية العرب وغيرها ليس فيها فضل.
As for the issue of the Arabs and other than that, then there is no excellence in that.
وإذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
لو كان الإيمان في الثريا.
If iman was in the star called الثريا, if iman was there, faith or belief.
لنا له رجال من فارس.
Then men from Persia will attain and achieve that.
نعم.
Will grasp that. هل يجوز هل لا يجوز البيع والشراء مع السفيه أي الرشد صحة في المعاملات التجارية. Is it not allowed to buy and sell with someone who is safih, weak, foolish or feeble minded in transactions, commercial transactions? Is it meaning that being wise or being not foolish is a condition? هل هذا شرط؟
واضح. بالنسبة للصغير والسفيه.
In the case of the young and the foolish,
يجوز البيع والشراء في الأشياء اليسيرة.
It is allowed for them to conduct sales in issues, matters that are small.
مثل الطفل يشتري له مثلاً حليباً أو يشتري.
Like a child.
بسكويت أو شيء.
Buying milk or biscuits or something.
لكن لا يشتري سيارة, لا يشتري أرض, لا يشتري بيت.
A child doesn't buy a car or you know. Something like that.
لأنه يمكن أن يغش في هذا.
Because he may be cheated in this.
إما لصغره.
Either because he is so young in age.
وإما لعدم حسن تصرفه.
Or because he doesn't know how to manage and how to deal.
وهذا الذي يقال له السفيه.
And this is the one who is titled سفيه or foolish. He doesn't know
الله
how to manage.
تبارك وتعالى.
Because of the statement of Allah تعالى.
ولا تؤتوا السفهاء أموالكم.
Do not give the sufaha, the foolish, your money.
نعم. والمقصود أموالهم هم.
What is meant?
أموالكم لأن أنتم القائمون عليها.
What is meant here? Do not give them your wealth, your money. What is meant actually is the money of the foolish. Actually, that is what is meant in the ayah. But since you are responsible for the money that belongs to the foolish. Then do not give them your wealth because they don't know how to manage.
وفي الآية الأخرى وابتلوا اليتامى.
And the other ayah says and test the examine the orphans.
حتى إذا بلغوا النكاح.
Up until they reach the age of marriage.
فإن آنستم منهم رشدا فادفعوا إليهم أموالهم.
So if they sense that they reached an age where they can discern, they are wise to deal, then give them their monies.
ومفهومها.
And we understand from this.
أنك لا تعطيه المال إذا لم يكن رشيدا.
That if he is not rashid, if he doesn't know how to manage, then we understand from that don't give them then if they are not able to manage. بيع الأجل. فلان بيع تاني في بيعة. يعني يقول بعض المشايخ أجازوا الأجل والبعض لم يجز بيع الأجل وقالوا أنه ربا وبيع تاني في بيعة ما إلى ذلك. يعني some scholars they said that selling with installments is riba if you increase the price, and they consider it to be two sales in one sale. But other scholars they said that it is okay to differ for the price to be different if it's cash or deferred. تفضل يا شيخ.
جماهير أهل العلم.
The majority of the people of knowledge.
يقولون بجواز بيع الأجل ولو مع الزيادة.
They say it's allowed to buy over time, even if you increase the price.
فيقول له أبيعك هذه السيارة نقداً بعشرة آلاف.
So he says, I sell you this car cash $10,000.
وإذا كنت ستدفعها أقساطاً فأبيعها بأحد عشر ألفاً.
And if you are going to pay on by installments over time, then I will sell it to you for 11,000.
لأنك ستضرني وتؤخرني.
Because you're going to harm me and you're going to delay me the payment.
فجماهير أهل العلم على جواز هذا البيع.
So the overwhelming majority of the people of knowledge, they are upon the position that it is allowed to sell like that.
واختار الإمام الألباني رحمه الله تعالى.
And the Imam Albani رحمه الله تعالى, he chose.
إلى أن هذا البيع لا يجوز.
That this type of selling is not allowed.
وقال هذا يصدق عليه قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه نهى عن بيعتين في بيعة.
And he said that this actually the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is true regarding this type of a sale, that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade two sale contracts in just one contract.
والجمهور جمهور العلماء على خلاف ذلك.
And the majority of the scholars they are upon other than this.
ويقولون معنى قوله بيعتين في بيعة.
They say the meaning of the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم two sales in one sale.
هو أن لا يتفق على إحدى البيعتين.
Is that the buyer and the seller they don't agree on one of on either one of the two.
فيقول له هذا الهاتف.
So he says to him this phone.
بألف نقدا.
Is $1,000 cash.
بألف ومئتين مقسطا.
And $1,200 over installments over time.
فيقول له صاحبه اتفقنا.
So the buyer says okay we agree.
اتفقنا على ماذا؟
We agree on what?
أنه نقدا أو مقسطا.
That it is cash or installments.
هذه هي البيعتين.
This is two sales.
إنه لم يتفق على إحداهما.
They did not agree on either one of the two.
لأن هذه تحدث الخصومات بين الناس.
Because this brings disputes and quarrels between the people.
فلو فرضنا أن المشتري.
So if we suppose that the buyer
تأخر في دفع المبلغ.
Got delayed in paying the money.
وجاءه بعد أربعة أشهر.
And he came to him after four months.
وأعطاه ألفاً.
And he gave him 1,000.
قال لا أنا بعتك مقسطا 1,200.
He said no, I sold you with installments. It should be 1,200.
يقول لا أنا اشتريته نقدا بألف لكني تأخرت.
He says no, I bought it cash for 1,000, but I'm just late in paying.
هذه توقع الخصومة بينهما.
This brings disputes between.
أو العكس.
Or the opposite.
يأتيه بعد مدة يعطيه 100 دينار.
And he comes to him after a while. He gives him $100.
يقول أين الباقي؟
He says, "Where is the rest of the money?"
يقول أنا اشتريتها مقسطا.
He says, "I bought it from you by installments."
يقول له صاحب لا أنا بعتك نقدا.
He says to him, "No, I sold you in cash."
فهما لم يحسما البيعة.
So they did not determine the sale how it's going to be.
فهذا معنى بيعتين في بيعة.
This is the meaning of two sales in one.
أما ما اختاره الإمام الألباني رحمه الله تعالى.
As for what Imam Al-Albani chose رحمه الله.
وأنه ولو بين واتفق على إحدى البيعتين هذا
even though they clarified and they agreed on how they're gonna do it that still it's not allowed
فقوله غير صحيح
this is his position is incorrect
والصحيح ما ذهب إليه أكثر أهل العلم
and the correct position is what the majority of the scholars took
وأن هذا جائز والله
that this is allowed and Allah knows best
وهكذا فسر الحديث راويه
and this is how the narrator of the hadith the tabi'i he explained this hadith this way